WBR coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. All right, so really quickly to start hour number two, the beef segment is coming up next. We only do this once a week. This is why it works so well. It works really well for two reasons. One, everybody has beef. Almost everybody. So that's why that works. Number two, it's only once a week. So that thing just kills every single week. Once a week. What is your beef? It's coming up next. What that means is get going right now. Already, Adam Hawk has been compiling beefs since the start of the program. You are running out of time. We're doing that next segment. If you've got a beef, and I don't care what it's about, anything at all, sports, non-sports, personal, professional, anything, your neighbors, your family, your childhood, your life, I don't care what it is, as long as it's a good beef, hit us now, 1-800-636-8686. Also, tweet me your beef, at Jim Rome. That's coming up next. Top of hour number three, Mike Daniels. Big stud for the Cincinnati Bengals. Love this guy. He joins me then. Caleb Farley, an NFL draft prospect, coming up in hour number three. An ATP coming up in hour number three. Episode 170. 170 podcasts. I love that number. And I've been there for every single one of them. We've never had a guest host on the podcast. And we do not take weeks off the podcast every once in a while. So 170, Ben Askren joins me. He's going to fight Jake Paul this weekend. And we get into that. I want to go back to Chris Beard for a minute. And I have to admit, when I've made comments about coaches at Texas, sometimes I've been right, sometimes I've been wrong. Back in the day, when Mack Brown was winning a lot of games and getting close, but not getting over the hump, I emphatically, and I felt so strongly about it, I said, I'm telling you, man, this guy is such a good coach. He is such a good leader. He is such a good teacher. He's such a good motivator. I know Mac's going to get one. I know he will. It's not a question of if, it's a matter of when. I knew it, and he did. Now, in terms of ownership, I said similar things about Tom Herman and Shaka Smart. I think Shaka's a hell of a coach. I do. I think he's going to kill it at Marquette. The thing about Chris Beard, I'm so certain that he's going to have not only success there, but he's going to ultimately win on a Monday night and maybe more than once. And here's why I say that. I'm looking at certain people in the business, be it coaches or athletes, and I see how they change. I see the fight on the way up. I see the grind on the way up. I see that so-called street dog mentality on the way up. And then I see when they get there. And they get that gig, or they get that paycheck, and then all of a sudden, they're not quite as willing to do so. Like, take Conor McGregor. I'm not saying that McGregor can't be the guy that he was a few years back, but I'm skeptical. And I still love Conor McGregor as a showman, and I think he still has skills. But Dana White has said it a million times. He's said it on this show a number of times. It's not as easy to get up and get punched in the face when you've got $100 million in the bank. You know, so you wonder about Conor. When Conor had that fighter's life, right? When he was a plumber's apprentice and he had nothing and he was fighting on his way up, hell yes, he had that fire. It's like bands, right? Like bands when they're trying to fight their way out and trying to get that first big deal. Man, they're fierce. They're different. Then they get bloated, and they're not the same. Which brings me to Chris Beard, right? Chris Beard, when he was at Texas Tech, was making a hell of a lot of money. Reportedly $5 million plus per year. $5 million a year for a guy who not that long ago was in a basketball outpost or the JUCOs. And man, this guy shows up in Lubbock, larger than life, starts winning enormous games, and has a big fat paycheck. And either I'm really gullible, or I'm really naive, but I spent a weekend with him, and I'm telling you, this dude is a dog. He's a street dog. He is all street dog. And it didn't change when he got to Texas Tech. It didn't change when he nearly won a national championship there. And it did not change when he was making $5 million plus. He told me a story when I was there at Texas Tech. that the guy was like, he was sleeping at the facility. This guy's making millions of dollars a year. He's sleeping at the facility, and he showed me this Murphy bed right outside his office. And the AD said, Chris, you know, you got to go home. Yeah, I know, man. I'm working. I'm trying to get something done. I'm trying to win on Monday night. Yeah, I know, coach, but you need to go home because if you don't have a house, a legitimate house, the folks here are getting nervous that you don't want to be here, that you're looking around. Can we get you a house? Can you get a nice house right outside of town? My man is still sleeping on a Murphy bed a few times a week. He showed it to me. He's different. And he's going to bring that street dog mentality to Texas. And he's going to win. And he's going to win big. And he's going to win a national championship. And maybe more than one. How do you hear that guy and not want to run through a wall for him? I'll tell you something else I was really struck by when I was in Lubbock. He took me out and we went to a restaurant and all of his players were there. And all of his coaches were there. Man, the chemistry, the camaraderie, it was unbelievable. And I'm going to tell you, if it works in Lubbock and it works wherever else he's been, it will work in Austin. It just will. Because he gets it. He understands the expectations. He knows what he signed up for. He'll get it done. And I love the way he showed up for that interview. This guy is breaking McMuffins with his new boss. Right? They're not going for Eggs Benedict, yo. Egg McMuffins. And he said that if you say you have a problem with Egg McMuffins, you are not a truth teller. You know what this guy still does? He still on occasion, once or twice a year, will send me a text of a picture of him getting into the charms. My man still eats Lucky Charms. Why? He said because that's what we did on the way up and it worked for us then and it's still going to work for us now. Longhorn Nation, go ahead, man. I mean, I can't be any more clear about this. If you don't agree and you're skeptical, I'm here for it. Because I'll defend this guy to the end of time. I loved what he said also about how you got to be, as coach, the toughest guy in the room. That's how you get to where he is right now. By doing the things that others don't want to do and by being the toughest guy in the room. Let me tell you something. If what he did worked at McMurray State, Angelo State, Little Rock, and Lubbock, damn sure it's going to work in Austin, where he's got the best of everything and a new arena and facilities. And he is off to a really good start in recruiting. And he understands the portal. Damn, Rome, you love this guy. Yeah, I do. Absolutely, I do. When's the last time I started an interview by saying, oh, all objectivity is out the window, man. I'm so happy to talk to you, Chris, and I'm so happy for you because I know where this guy's been, and I know the work he's put in. He earned it, all of it, all of it. And don't think that he's going to use this as his victory ride. All right, now I'm going to get mine. I earned this, man. I think I'm going to sit back a little bit, let my assistants do the work and spend some money and be a big fat cat. Nah, dude, he's mashing McMuffins and grinding. He doesn't know any other way. 1-800-636-8686. So in terms of the beef segment, what I've also noticed, must be smack off season because we are getting more and more jungle beefs. You just heard CJ, the nerdy cerebral stoner in the Bay. He says that Matt, during the COVID era, uses the face mask that you pull all the way up, the gator neck. And that's actually a service to the rest of us, not only in staying healthy, but in covering his grill. That was CJ. That, of course, took all of 3 seconds to work its way back to Matt, who took even less time to ready his response. Let's go there right now. The beef segment's coming up next. But jungle, clone on clone crime, I'm here for that any segment, any day, any time. Let's go to Matt in L.A. Everybody gets equal time here. What's up, Matt? How are you?
Can't smack. Thanks for the vine. Hey, apparently BJ in the Bay doesn't realize when he is out of his league. Yo, Beej, your smack has about as much game as NFL football on Tuesdays. And just like this gameless sad sack, Tim, NorCal Sports is about as exciting as a call from this self-proclaimed nerd, which is not at all. So listen up, Wormser. Your prepubescent smack level makes that teenage zit-ridden flame out sound like the B.I. sleaze. So stick to your barren land of weak sauce and sports talk that is NorCal, you nincompoop. Stop fronting. You can Google search these nuts, homie. We're Irene Craig using...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Why did you run him, Alvin?
Not a very good call.
Because he can Google search these nuts? Is that why you ran him? Or did you run him because he referred to CJ as BJ several times? And that's not the first time he's done that either. Matt, you got to stop with that. Stop with the Beej references. Stop reglossing CJ BJ. Stop telling him that he can Google search your nuts. Just basically stop. I'm not saying stop calling because I know that's an impossible ask of you. I know it's impossible for you not to respond to every single punch thrown. And I'm not saying you should just let there and somebody punch you in the face, but there are proper responses and there are improper responses, and that was improper. Let's get out. Let's get out so I can set up a big, big beef segment. Let's get it. It's once a week. And when it goes fast. Call with your beef, 1-800-636-8686. Tweet with your beef, at Jim Rome. Email me a beef, Rome, R-O-M-E, at habitake.com. I'm going to get out so I can bring in a gigantic plastic tower of beef. It's coming up next. Are you looking for professional level protection for your car's paint, but without the cost that you have to pay a professional detailer? New revolutionary 303 graphene nano spray coating provides just that, 12 months protection with a simple mode of application. You can do it yourself in no time at all. It leaves your car's finish with insane levels of shine and depth. And the water beading is just crazy. Your car will never look better. It also helps to keep your car looking that way longer, too. The layer of protection helps to repel dust. It fights off water spotting. It does this by making water shed quickly from the surface and lowering the surface temperature so the water does not end up drying on the paint. It's also great to use on your car's glass, wheels, and trim as well. It's now available at Advance Auto Parts and Pep Boys locations nationwide, or you can learn more by going to 303radio.com. That's 303radio.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
It's been called the best segment of the week. It might be. Let's get it. All beef jerky is not the same. Old Trapper is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, or candy. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? Listen, really quickly, a shout-out to my guys at Old Trapper. Normally, when you have a sponsored segment or a paid segment, let's be real about this. It's jammed in, it's contrived, it's manufactured, it's business. We all understand how that game is played. The amazing thing about this, this is a business relationship I have with this company. I love this company, I love the product, I love the relationship. But not only that, they've helped create what is arguably the best segment of the entire week. It's an incredible win. Let's get it. Here are your beefs, starting with the social. Dear Jim, I have beef. It's with Wheel of Fortune. Every time a contestant guesses a correct letter, it makes a ding sound, in which my dog thinks it's the doorbell, which sets her off. Stop buying vowels when you already know the answer to the puzzle. It's really pissing my dog off, not to mention my neighbor, whom I share a wall with. Bob in the Buff. Hello? That's how he wrote it. Bob and the Buff. Hello. Dear Jim, on behalf of all letter carriers across the country, our beef is with people that don't get their mail out of the mailbox. Get your freaking mail out of your mailbox. I have more stuff to jam in there every day. Brandon in Myrtle Beach wore USPS, unwore UPS, FedEx, Amazon, Bush League delivery. Hey, Rome, here's my beef. I was about to drive myself to the ER because of an allergic reaction to fire ants. My neighbor volunteered to drive me. The son of a bitch is a cab driver and turned on his meter to charge me a fare. Thanks a lot, neighbor. Chad in Orlando. Hey, Chad, I so badly want that to be true, but I know it's not. But I want it to be. Rome, my beef is with some of Hollywood's casting choices, like Kevin James as Sean Payton, Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man, Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader, and Space Jam not casting you in the sequel. Jeremiah in Greenville. Hey, you know how life is. You win some, you lose some. You got to roll with it all. My reaction to not being cast, though, in that show is a-holes. A-holes. I want nothing to do with you a-holes. That's personal, man. There is absolutely no good reason why I should not have been cast in that movie. Bitter much? Yes. Very. Hi, Jim. How do you not let me reprise that amazing role of me? A-holes. Hi, Jim. My beef is with my sister-in-law constantly sending on this day pictures. I like where this guy's going already. My beef is with my sister-in-law constantly sending on this day pictures in our family group chat. We get it. Your kids are cute, and they used to be really cute. Maybe you can just send them directly to their grandparents and save us from all the cute and my have they grown or time flies banter. Steve K. Well done, Steve. Not good enough for even a golf clap, but well done. Let's see. Dear Jim, my beef is with airline passenger asshats who are unable to take their seat in the row behind me without giving my seat the Heimlich maneuver. Hey, slugs. If you lack the core strength to slightly bend your knees without shuffling 2 feet to your side, maybe mix in a few crunches and some kale into the daily routine. Yours, Brad in Charlotte, harboring quiet disdain for asshat airline passengers. We don't get as much as that because we have not been on airplanes much of late. He's got a point though, right? Rome, my beef is with those McDonald's drive-thrus with two different lanes to order. The hell is this? All this does is create an extremely awkward face-off between cars in the two lanes to see who can inch up more aggressively to get back in the main lane. Unnecessary and enraging. Nate in GR, that's solid. Dear Rome, I have beef with my 2-year-old who has the mouth of a sailor. Listen, son, if you want to cuss like a man, then start paying some house bills like a man. Johnny in Green Bay, is that true?
Hey, John.
Is that true? When, really quickly, I digress. When Jake was a baby, for some reason, and Janet was just smothering Jake and was with Jake all day long as a mom, and I was at work all day long, and for whatever reason, Jake was like, dada, 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 but would never say, mama, 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 and mama was getting really bent. Mom was getting really all out of sorts out of that. Like, why is that? Why will he talk to you and address you when I'm the one who's here with him all day long, and you come home after work? What about me? What about me? And she was getting really upset about that. And one day, she walks by and he looks at her and goes, hey, Janet, what's up? I'm like, there you go. You happy now? Hey, Janet. I'm still only getting dada. Hey, Jim, my beef is with office massage guy. All right, here comes a lie already, but here we go. My beef is with office massage guy. This guy will greet you and then without permission will proceed to walk behind you and put his smelly fingers on your shoulders and then tells you that you're tense. Of course I'm tense, David from accounting. There's a strange man giving me a rubdown when I didn't ask for one. Brian in OKC. Listen, the beefs are fine no matter what they are as long as they're true. And nobody's rubbing you up without your permission at work. Come on, man. Hey, Rome, I got a beef. It's with the JTP bags. And the Five Guys is too expensive thread. If you deadbeats can't afford $50 on a burger, fries, and a small Coke, then don't go to Five Guys. Shut up and hit the Mickey D's dollar menu. Aaron in Iowa. Again, one of my favorite things about the beef segment, like literally all 50 participate. I'm getting beefs from everywhere, man. The Northeast, the Midwest, the West Coast, down South. I love it. Romy, I got a beef with Ashley in Nebraska for taking a run at Dyson. What the hell is wrong with a product that's sleek, futuristic, ridiculously overpriced, and will inevitably fail miserably? Regards, Elon Musk. Denny in the 402. Johnny tweets, Jimmy, I have a beef. My beef is when I wake up from a nap and I see the other pilot also napping. Signed, John in Annapolis. Yeah, bro, by the way, bro, we all have a beef with that. One of you slacks have got to stay awake when you're flying that bird. Wells is in. Hey, Rome, I got a beef. There's not enough food. I'm just kidding, Wells. My beef is with my wife. I'm working from home, and instead of making me breakfast, she's doing some dumb jazzercise class. This is a house, not a gym. If you want to exercise, exercise your cooking skills. Wow, dude, are you dumb? I mean, you're a troll, but really, Wells? Hey, Jim, my beef is with my wife, still trying to pass off her dry ass ham from Easter. Now we're getting somewhere. With my wife trying to pass off her dry ass ham from Easter. First, it was the main dinner, then sandwiches. Last Sunday, it was omelets. And now she's looking to put the ham in a pot of beans nearly 2 weeks later. Note to wife, I have a job. Just because we watched Grapes of Wrath doesn't mean we need to live it. Let it go. Jim in Temecula. There is the first applause. Well done, Jimmy. Hi, Jim. I have a beef with ballpoint pens. When my pen gets stuck, I have to get out my Bic lighter to heat the end of it in order to loosen the ink. And since I've got the lighter out, I end up lighting up a doobie, and then I'm too baked to do anything else for the rest of the day. Damn pen. Sarah T.
War Lady Clone.
Sarah T. getting baked. Let's get at it. Let's go to the phones. We go to Chris in Grand Rapids. Chris, what's your beef?
My beef's with all these Lions fans and some of these people that think that old Stafford's number needs to be retired or he needs to be enshrined in some Detroit Sports Hall of Fame. We're Jared Goff and the rejects now, and if you think Stafford's going to come back and retire in Detroit after he wins a Super Bowl in L.A., I think you're crazy. So, Jared Goff and the rejects. Thank you.
All right, you got it. 1-800-636-8686. I'm not totally clear on what that beef was, but I kind of get it a little bit, sort of, not really. Let's go to Texas. Johnny E. Johnny, what's your beef?
Hey, Jimmy. My beef is with candles that cost $10. Hey, Yankee Candle, if you're only going to last 30 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and hit the house with some Renews It instead. That's it.
Just so I'm clear on that one. First of all, social media beefs are way better than phone call beefs. But then again, how is that guy going to work that into a social media beef? He's not paying for a $50 candle when instead he's just going to get a can and renews it. Glade did not want any of that. Febreze was too busy to jump in on that. I don't know, dude. That was a pretty bad beef. And by pretty bad beef, I think the worst beef we've had since we started. Let's keep going. 1-800-636-8686. Wyoming. All right, now, I like Wyoming. Charles in...
Her friends I am.
Hey, Chuck.
Not a very good call.
Quote, AT&T might have gotten you run 3 weeks ago, but you yourself just got you run right now by going with that blast. Hey, really quickly, remember, know your room. I understand the rooms change. They're different platforms. You cannot be profane on this show. You can on the podcast, but you cannot be profane on this show. This show is on the CBS Sports Radio Network. It's on the middle of the day on terrestrial radio. You cannot do that. And some of you don't even mean to do it. But just know, I don't care about your intent. You can't do it. So now, quote, AT&T's got you run, and you yourself have got yourself run. Boy, this is really bad. The phone section of the beef today is not working at all. Of course, when it's bad, it's good sometimes. Today, it's just bad. Let's try Sacktown. Stoney, what is your beef?
Hey, Jimmy, my beef is with the third party coming into the golf game. We're all teed up. And he comes and says, what you doing, guys? Kills me. Out.
Like I said, the phone call portion of the beef segment is not working very well today. Let's try Kansas City. Dave and KC, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking the call. I got beef with my wife for whenever she goes in to use the butter, she can't seem to get out of it without leaving a half a gram of crumbs all over it. Wipe the knife off, Jan. Thanks a lot. I'm out.
Quote, wipe the knife off, Jan. I got beef with my wife who can't go in on the butter without leaving crumbs all over it. Wipe the knife off, Jan. All right, that got us back on track momentarily. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to PA. Jim, you made it, Jim. What's your beef?
Rami, I got a beef with people making a statement and then following it up with the phrase, just say it. And I got one other quick one, Rami. I got a beef with rappers who hit on radio show's wife. Time to give up the goods, Romy. Who was it? Just saying.
Jim and PA. Just saying. No, it's true. A rapper did hit on my wife back in the day when she was at dinner with a girlfriend in Beverly Hills. I'm just not giving it up. Just saying. 1-800-636-8686. You're running out of time. Get up in here with your beef. If you have a beef, get up in here with a phone call. What would a beef segment be like without Kathleen? I know she has beef. Hey, Kathleen, what's your beef?
Packers should be bending over backwards to kiss Aaron's ass. He's given them 16 years of his career, and they repay him by drafting a diaper-wearing baby. Whenever Jordan takes over, I hope they fail miserably with him.
Outro! I don't know that she's ever once referred to me by name. I don't know that she's ever once ever referred to me, man. She's just right into it. Right into it. The only part was you forgot to mention how succulent he is. Let's go to OKC. Greg. Hey, Greg. What's up? What's your beef?
Hey, Jimmy. My beef is with one at a time guy. I always go to Subway. He goes, I want a tomato. Everything is in front of you. Figure it out, okay?
My man, nice job. I know where you're going with that. Let's see. I think I'll have an olive And I think I'll have a green pepper. And I think I'll have some of that vinegar sauce. I think I'll have an onion. I think I'll have a tomato. Did I say that I wanted an olive? Yeah, and I think I'll have a ketchup. And I think I'll have a mayonnaise. He's got a point, man. Just give me your order. Give them your order. Keep the line moving. I'm trying to think what my beef is today. I don't really have one. I should, but I don't. What's pissing me off lately? Let's see. Morning routine's been good. I got nothing to add to this conversation. I'm in a good way. We're not done yet. I've got time for one or two more. 1-800-636-8686. Got to go to the amazing state of Wisconsin. Scott in Wisco. What's your beef, Scott?
What's up, Tim? My beef is these people that can't figure out when you get a voicemail to hang up before the beep. All of a sudden, I got to call in and listen to this message of you fumbling around to try to hang up, bro. Hey, when you get my message, it's because I don't want to talk to you. Hang up and text, brah. I'm out.
Yeah, listen, if there's a message on my phone, it's somebody that I do not know telling me something that I don't give a damn about. Friends don't leave messages to friends. Family members do not leave messages to family members. This is 2021. We don't do that anymore. Hell, we don't even talk to each other anymore. We know this. If I see voicemail, I know some idiot got my phone number and are trying to give me something idiotic that I don't want. Agreed. Let's walk it off on Wisco if you did not get through. And they're all jammed up, by the way. I mean, I could do this for 3 hours. I could, but I won't. If you're looking to my left on CBS Sports Network, there it is. Right there, upper tier, peppered. Right below that, teriyaki. So good. Old fashioned right here. I can't believe Ritt did not crack that lock and eat it all. He's in there, man. When we return, I've got an open segment for you. Then I've got Mike Daniels, top of hour number three. Bengals defensive tackle. Right after that, another NFL draft prospect. We are inching closer to the NFL draft. I'm going to get pretty much everybody who's going to be drafted will be on this show before then. And you're going to meet them all. Hey, quick reminder. It's a Wednesday. Jim Rome podcast. Ben Askren. MMA-er, Ben Askren. He's actually retired, but coming out of retirement for a one-off. Or maybe it's not a one-off. Listen to the podcast and find out. He's fighting YouTuber Jake Paul. They're going to box. It's coming up this weekend. I'm actually into it. Really into it. And I'm really into this conversation with Ben Askren. So look for that. That's coming up after the show today. Right now, here is your sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so the streak is still intact. I've always said it works every single day. Every single day we do it, once a week. The beef streak. Sometimes a rocky ride, but it does work, and it still works. Welcome back. All right, so we're looking at this. I've got Mike Daniels coming up at the top of the hour. Jungle favorite. He's a defensive tackle with the Bengals. I've got an NFL draft prospect in Caleb Farley coming up at 11:20. I've got a beef segment that's done, but I got an ATP segment that's still coming up. And then I've got episode 170 of the Jim Rome podcast, which I need to finish up and then push up at the end of the program. Let me talk for a minute about the Minnesota T-Wolves. Now, they've been for sale for quite some time. The T-Wolves have been for sale for a while, and they've been pretty crappy for a while. So you would think that the announcement that a deal is in place to sell the T-Wolves might inspire some hope, maybe some confidence in and around the organization. I'm just not sure that it has. According to a report from The Athletic on Saturday, a group involving Alex Rodriguez has signed a letter of intent and they're negotiating with the current owner, Glenn Taylor, to become the next owner of the T-Wolves. Alex Rodriguez, does that name ring a bell? Who Who is this dude? Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez. Oh, Alex Rodriguez. That Alex Rodriguez. Looking to buy a basketball team? Kind of weird, right? Well, not so much when you consider that he missed out on buying the Mets. He missed out on the Mets. Now he's looking to buy a basketball team because, I don't know, because A-Rod. I don't know. I don't know, but actually I kind of like it. I mean, big swing, dude. Let it rip. Let's see what he can do as part of the ownership group of the T-Wolves. After all, there's nowhere to go but up. However, that's just me. What do the T-Wolves players themselves think? Are they fired up? Are they into it? Why don't we start with rookie Anthony Edwards? Anthony, my guy, what are your thoughts about your new potential boss and owner, Alex Rodriguez?
Do you have any thoughts about him? Are you an A-Rod fan at all growing up or anything like that? What do you think about what he might bring to the team?
A fan? What do you mean? Like, who is he?
The baseball player, Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, nah, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know nothing about baseball.
Holy crap, that is savage. This guy's buying into a team, and his star rookie has never even heard of him. He doesn't know who he is. All right? We're not talking about some dot-com millionaire, billionaire. We're talking about one of the all-time greats. He's never even heard of him. Quote, a fan. What do you mean? Who is he? And then he chased that with, I don't know who he is. I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know nothing about baseball. I mean, why not just throw in never heard of him at the end of it? Like, who? Is he an actor? Is he a media guy? Is he a golfer? Why are you asking me about this dude like I'm supposed to know who this guy is? Is he famous? Is he famous to you? Because he's not famous to me. That was Edwards' most fierce dunk since he did this.
Ooh, they were lucky that wasn't turned over. Anthony! With the exclamation point.
Watanabe got his feelings hurt on this one. I mean, that is absolutely filthy. There have been very few in-game dunks that have looked like that.
Put that on a poster.
You know what? As hard as he dunked on Watanabe, he just dunked on Alex Rodriguez even harder. Edwards threw down on Rodriguez harder than Miles Bridges threw down on Clint Capella. And that dunk was so nasty and dirty and disgusting and filthy that the announcer could do nothing other than just scream his last name and put it on repeat.
Cody Zeller, offensive rebound. Bridges!
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 Now, this is the time where it'd be easy to point out that, look, Edwards is a young guy. He's only 19. He either was not alive or wasn't paying attention for most of Alex Rodriguez's best moments. And then you have to consider that maybe he just wasn't into baseball. But that's not the case. Not the case at all. Check this interview with Marnie Geller back in the preseason.
I used to play baseball when I was young. Yeah, it'd be hot.
Really? How good a baseball player were you?
I could have went to the MLB.
MLB?
Yeah.
I am not surprised.
I'm serious, though.
I love your confidence. What positions did you play?
I played pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Now we talking.
You could hit the ball.
But I was fourth, fifth hitter. You know what that mean.
Clean up. Yeah.
Straight clean up on aisle three.
This dude's the best. I love him. So not only was Edwards into baseball, he was damn good at baseball. And he's pretty certain that he would have played Major League Baseball. You know, the same sport at the same level that Alex Rodriguez played. Yet he's the one asking, who is he? When asked about A-Rod. Again, I love that. I love a guy who's asked about the potential new owner and does not go with some cliche about how it should be good for the organization. He can't wait to get a new perspective on things. He wants to see what an outsider can do to help reshape the culture. Instead, he's just saying, who is he? Roll it again.
Do you have any thoughts about him? Are you an A-Rod fan at all growing up or anything like that? What you think about what he might bring to the team?
A fan? What do you mean? Like, who is he?
The baseball player? Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Well, I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know nothing about baseball.
What do you mean you don't know nothing about baseball? You just said a minute ago that you were going to be a major leaguer one day, or you could have been. This dude's the best. So it really does set up a question. Does he really not know who A-Rod is? Or is he pretending to not know who A-Rod is? Either way, it's genius. Like, it's performance art. It's beautiful. It's just another in a long list of great press conference moments from Edwards this season. Like, this is one of my favorites. Check this guy. This is his reaction to hearing an Irish accent.
So if you get a win tonight, that would breed confidence going into those next four games against teams in the similar spots beside you in the table.
Where are you from, Jim?
Ireland.
I like your accent. It's tough. Oh. I want to learn how to talk like that. But ask your question again. I was too much listening to your accent.
Yeah, no problem, Ant.
I like your accent. It's tough. Ask your question again. I was too busy listening to your accent. Man, my man is funny. That's a funny dude. He's got a lot of it. He's got a lot of charisma. He's got game. He's got presence. This is not just some dude who's dropping funny lines in press conferences. He's dropping great stat lines every night. 24-6 per game last month. At this point in the season, when rookies are supposed to slam into the wall, he's averaging 23-5. This is a guy who is giving you a reason to tune into T-Wolves games and their pressers. How many guys in the league can you say that about? How many T-Wolves can you say that about? Ever. You never know what you're going to see or get when this guy takes the court, and you never know what you're going to see or get when you hear him when he sits behind a mic. It's the best. Star on the floor and a star off it. And he has no idea who A-Rod is.
Who is he?
Who is he, man? Hey, Jim, where are you from? I like your accent. Nice job, Anthony. Well done.